Triple M Southwest this morning, and I'm so thrilled to talk to one of my favourite West Australian acts, Gina Williams of the Gina Williams and Guy Gauss duo fame. How are you, Gina?
Hey, I'm really good. It's good to talk to you.
So good to talk to you. Last time I saw you on stage was the Nanup Music Festival. It feels like years ago.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? It's like another world away.
And now, you know, things are starting to sort of open up a little bit. We've got the SOTA stream happening on Monday. It's an online music concert and it's celebrating WA Day. You guys are on the bill along with some other fantastic WA acts. How do you feel about performing on stage to a camera?
Well, people might remember in a previous life I actually worked in television, so for me it's actually not really a huge difference. That doesn't bother me. What I really love about this concert, though, is that people who might not otherwise get to, you know, be involved in an event like this because they can't get to Perth, living in the regions, it doesn't actually matter where you are. You can tune in from the comfort of your own home. And you can experience some of WA's finest music. I think that's really exciting.
I'm 100% with you there. Like last year, the SOTA Festival was, you know, in the city. There was a satellite one that was done out of Port Hedland as well. But for everyone else around regional WA, we all missed out. We don't have to this year. So that is one good thing.
Yeah, I think so.
And I'm glad you mentioned your past life in television because it was with Golden West News, GWN, I believe. And you've actually told me some hilarious stories of your time on TV. Cheeky Gina and her forced cutaways.
Look, it was a privilege to be able to do a folder of 1,000 stories for a program called Mill Bindi, which was amazing. And, you know, it's funny, I haven't worked in TV for many, many years now, but people still remember, so I feel really lucky about that.
Well, the SOTA stream is going to be incredible. You're on the lineup with the likes of Abby May, who Carla Genevieve described as like the epitome of Perth rock chick at the moment. So if you love your rock and roll, Abby May, Carla Genevieve, yourself, who are you looking forward to watching?
Oh, probably Abby, I think. You know, I love Carla too, actually, I should say. We've done a couple of gigs together and she's fantastic. You know, WA, we're really lucky. We've got some really amazing artists. Oh, Draft is on the bill, which is going to be huge as well. So I'm really, we're in really good company. I feel really lucky to be doing doing a gig like this. So it'll be fun, I hope.
Oh, you guys on stage, awesome lineup, live music in our lounge room. How can it not be fun?
Yeah, what's not to love? No, it'll be really good. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to, you know, just playing because it's been a really long time since Guy and I have been able to have a bit of a flex. We're looking at maybe bringing out a couple of new songs on Monday as well.
Oh, can we get any teasers as to what these ones are about?
Look, it's all in language. Those of you playing at home, we write songs that come under four principles of court, mort, budger and corlinga, so heart, family, land, and then children/legacy.
And yes, if you haven't checked out Gina Williams and Guy Gauss, their stuff is magical. I think the best way to describe your music is that it can break your heart and mend it all in one melody. It's something very special to say.
Oh, darling, can I quote you on that? That's awesome. I love that. That's such a beautiful way of putting it. Oh, my goodness. That's so awesome.
Well, I love you guys. Give my best to Gaussie and I'll see you on my screen on Monday.
Yep. All right. Take care.
You can check out the SOTA stream on the Freo social media outlets and you can get it online. Give it a Google and enjoy the show.